set aside. I was told Cell A2, I was instructed to come here. How could our superiors have not informed either of you about my arrival? You will let me in regardless. I have a job to do. Unless one of you rather play with me instead. I thought so. No harm has come to the prisoner yet, correct? Well, I don't like to share my toys, that's why. Very well, very well. I will attempt to gather information from him. Hopefully we can have some fun first. Guards, open the door.
Rise, soldier. Congratulations for making it all the way down here. You must have done something particularly heinous for you to end up on this planet. Welcome to Euripides Alcove. A befitting name to make humans feel more comfortable. I must admit, I simply love your species, Tragedians. Such a lovely name as well. Euripides. Seems like you're not one for small talk after waking up. Many apologies. You've gotten enough beauty rest from the looks of it. Would you like some breakfast in bed as well? My, you've got a mouth on you. Temper, temper. I wonder if all your fellow soldiers are as impolite as you. Oh wait, they were. Thankfully, they were able to be re-educated. Enough pleasantries for now. You must get to the brass tacks. My superiors tell me that you have information to give that will aid our cause. Yet you refuse. Why is that exactly? Enemies? You seem to be mistaken. We are not the bad guys in the silly war. Ha! Preposterous. I don't know what type of lies your people have been spreading throughout the cosmos, but our goal is a beautiful and understandable one. If it means that we'll have to subjugate a species or two, then so be it. It's all about the final product, not the process. I was hoping you'd have a bit more intelligence than this. I guess I was incorrect. How unfortunate. Your species may be unable to understand the big picture, but my people can. Our empire will be glorious, and all others will either join us in unity or bow down and serve us. No matter. It is up to you if you want to end up like all the other creatures that have passed through the doors of this facility. I highly doubt that you'd want such a fate. But I won't push you to make the correct decision. I wouldn't be able to have any fun if I beg you to be smart. I'll be with you in a moment. I must make an important decision to begin our lovely interrogation. Tell me, what instrument should I use on you first? One of those rogue humans, a pirate as you call them, gifted us a wide variety of weapons and delightful knickknacks that were commonplace centuries ago in the lives of your home rule's medical personnel. I guess he did this to get in our good graces. A quite kind gesture, wouldn't you say? Ah, I believe this man called this a scalpel. It looks quite archaic. Metallic. Cool to the touch. I have a fondness for such antiquated torture devices like this. Well, it wasn't meant to be used as one, I guess. But I've always been the creative type, so please bear with me. If I remember correctly, there are certain parts of your body that, if cut, would be catastrophic for your continued survival. But don't worry, though. I will do my best to keep you alive for as long as possible. There's so much fun to be had. It's been weeks since I've had someone to play with. But I guess I should start asking you questions. This part is quite boring to me. You were apparently captured at the Vorzula mining facility. We found bombs planted throughout the ore processors. If they had gone off, there'd be a massive shortage in metal needed to complete our little secret weapon. It seems like you know what that weapon might be. Care to divulge why? Oh, how obscene. I'd cut that tongue out of you right now, but unfortunately, I've been told to keep you alive. How sad. That deserves a nice long cut right down your cheek. Ah, look at all that blood trickle down. Your skin is so thin compared to mine. Let's try this again. How did your people know to specifically focus on this mining facility out of the hundreds of other ones? Wrong answer. How were you even able to detect it when it's actively using its cloaking device at all times? Poor foolish human. Those lying lips are getting a little bit annoying. Perhaps cutting off the bottom wouldn't cause too much issues in your ability to speak. I did see a sharper instrument. What do you call this? Scissors? Let's see, how do I use this? I just get your lip. And then cut. Over and over and over. Until I'm able to pull it right off. Still nothing, huh? I don't tire of seeing that red blood of yours. A nice change of pace from seeing the green my people lose. You know, you're lucky that you have me as an interrogator. Most of the ones stationed here seem to hate their job. They gain no pleasure in harming others. But I do. I will do my job to the best of my abilities. You will experience pain as if it were brand new to you. I will make you scream. I'll make you beg. I don't even mind if you don't want to give me any information. That's how dedicated I am to bringing you pain. Punishing others is truly a satisfying job. Stop crying. You wouldn't be in this situation if only you had been cooperative. Hey. Wait a minute. I've never seen your rank before. Tell me, what are you? Clearly not a lieutenant or a captain like I've seen before. Huh? Speak again. It seems like you did need that bottom lip after all. Once more. Ah, you're an ensign. How adorable. A child, really. You've probably had to experience actual pain until now, huh? The resilience you've demonstrated is quite commendable, but very foolish in this case. Now, forgive me for being so bold, but I'm left no choice but to skip some steps in this whole delightful process. Now, knowing this information, I want to introduce you to something that none of your superiors have gone through yet. Think of it as a special treat. Just for you. Tell me, do you know what a femur breaker is? My people made it when we came in contact with your species. It causes extreme agony, I've heard. Also, it's something you've been attached to this entire time. I've never been able to actually get this far to test it out on the subject. anyone I interrogate breaks before the fun part starts. Waterboarding, having ants feast on their flesh, feeding their body parts to the wildlife, forcing them to astral project to the far ends of the universe. But you? I'll be giving you much better treatment by expediting the process. We'll be able to try all sorts of fun new things together. Are you ready? You're already squirming in anticipation. Or is it fear? I can't tell with your kind anymore. Now the real fun begins.